जय जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारे जय गोपीजन वल्लभ जगिरीवरधारे जय जय गोपीजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन जमुना तीरावन छारे जय जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारे जय जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जगिरीवरधारे जय जय गोपी जन वल्लभ यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन जमुना तीरावन छारे जय जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे जय राधा Radha Gopinath Radha Gopinath Radhe Radhe Nitai Gaura Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Gaura Hari Bol Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Prabhupada जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमद् डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमद् डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगत पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। सप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिनी गोरतुषे नमः। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण राम राम हरे हरे। जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की। Hare Krishna. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1st, Chapter 5, and text number 38. Baliru. इति मूर्त्याभिधानेन मंत्रमूर्तिम् मंत्रमूर्तिम् अमूर्तिकम् त्यजन्ति यज्ञपुरुषम् स सम्यक् दर्शनः पुमान् इति मूर्त्य अभिधानेन मंत्रमूर्तिम् अमूर्तिकम् यजन्ति यज्ञपुरुषम् स सम्यक् दर्शन पुमान् इति मूर्त्य अभिधानेन मंत्रमूर्तिम् अमूर्तिकम् यजन्ति यज्ञपुरुषम् स सम्यक् दर्शन Mataji's. Translation and translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Thus He is the actual seer who worships in the form of transcendental sound representation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, who has no material form. Purport. Our present senses are all made up of material elements and therefore they are imperfect in realizing the transcendental form of Lord Vishnu. He is therefore worshipped by sound representation via the transcendental method of chanting. Anything which is beyond the scope of experience by our imperfect senses can be realized fully by the sound representation. A person transmitting sound from a far distant place can be factually experienced. If this is materially possible, why not spiritually? This experience is not vague, impersonal experience. It is actually an experience of the transcendental personality of Godhead, who possesses the pure form of eternity, bliss and knowledge. Translation once again. Thus he is the actual seer who worships in the form of transcendental sound representation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, who has no material form. Om Agyanati Varandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshatrim Vildam Janatasmai Sri Kuruvenama. Hare Krishna. It's a very beautiful purport which explains that God has no material form. God has a spiritual form. Ultimately, God is a person. And God is the most loving and caring person. God not only is a person, He has His abode, Goloka Vrindavan. He has thousands, hundreds and thousands of names. He has his family members, relatives, friends, grandmother, grandfather, uncles, aunties, and cousin brothers and sister-in-laws. And he also has two brothers. But his relationship with everyone is very, very sweet. One time Krishna was in Hastinapur and he saw Karna. So Krishna approached him and started speaking to him very sweetly. So then Krishna said, "Oh Karna, oh most effulgent one, you're so handsome. Then how come you are in the side of this adharmi Duryodhan?" So Karna was moved by his glorification, by sweet words of Krishna. So then as usual, Karna started speaking his sad story, how he was being cheated every time in his life by so many people, and especially by his mother, Kunti Maharani. So he said, "My mother also, she done injustice to me." So then Krishna told Karna, he said, "Karna, between you and me, there is one similarity. You also have two mothers, I also have two mothers. But I never blamed my mother." Then Krishna asked Karna, "Do you know who is your mother?" Karna said, "No." Then Krishna said, "If you don't know who is she, how can you blame her? Don't know who is she, and don't even know, you also don't know that under what circumstances she abandoned you. You don't have any idea." And then Krishna said to Karna, "Your problem is, you're all the time blaming and criticizing your mother, and your mother all the time praying for you and crying for you. This is the difference between you and your mother." So then Krishna said, "You don't even know who is your mother. She was the princess when she gave you birth, and she was an innocent child. And unwillingly, she abandoned you. Because Shastra says, to protect the entire town, you can sacrifice one person. So she was a princess, and her father was a king. So how can a princess give birth to a child without marriage?" She was not even married. So she decided to sacrifice her son unwillingly. And throughout her life, every day she is praying and crying for you. So therefore, never judge a person without knowing the complete picture of the situation. This is Krishna. So after speaking these sweet words, Karna was convinced. And he started developing that soft corner for his mother. He developed that respect for his mother. So Krishna is a person. He has his abode, he has all the relatives. So since Janmashtami is approaching, so we'll dive deep into the nectarian pastimes of Krishna's Leela in Vrindavan Dham. In Vaikuntha, Lord Narayan Vishnu, he sleeps, takes rest on the bed of Ananta Shesha, and he is awakened by the sweet pronunciation of mantras of this Vedas personified. In Vrindavan, Krishna takes rest in the kunjas, and early in the morning he is awakened up by the sweet glorification of Krishna by Shuka and Sari. This is the first time Krishna is awakened in the kunjas. But second time, immediately after some time, he also is awakened by the sweet sound of Mother Yashoda. Because just for 5-10 minutes he goes back to his bhavan and he takes rest. So as soon as Krishna wakes up in the morning in his palace, he finds Purnamasi and he offers obeisances to Purnamasi and seeks for his her blessings. Then Mukhara, who is the grandmother of Sri Radha, mother of Vrishabhanu, she sees Krishna. He is wearing blue dress. So Mukhara says, "How is that you are wearing blue dress?" Mother Yashoda is so simple. She says, no. Maybe in the night he must have exchanged his clothes with Balaraj. So then Krishna, Mukhara, Purnamasi, Yashodamai, they all come out of Krishna's bedroom. Krishna is holding the hands of Madhu Mangal, his friend, with his left hand. In his right hand he is carrying the flute. As Krishna comes out of his bedroom, he sees in the courtyard, all his friends are waiting.
And there are many more friends who are coming to meet Krishna. So all his friends, Varutapa, Sudama, Vasudama, Madhumangal was already with him. And then Sridhama, and then Ujjwala, and Stoka Krishna, and Kinkini, all his friends, they gather at Nanda Maharaj's house like waves in the ocean, eager to meet Krishna shore. So they all gather. So Krishna is joking, laughing, and speaking to them. And one cowherd man approaches Krishna. He says, Krishna, please come to the cow barn, Goshala, because unless you come, all these cows will not give milk. And the calves also will not be happy without your presence. So Krishna says, okay, no problem, let us go. So Krishna, along with all his friends, he goes to the cow barn. He enters the cow barn. And Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur writes, when Krishna enters the cow barn, it appears that Krishna is like a moon planet, surrounded by all other Venus, Jupiter, Saturn, and all other planets. So Krishna enters in the Goshala cow barn. And again he gives another analogy. Just like a Airavat elephant is surrounded by the cows. So Krishna also looks in the cow barn, Goshala, like that. So when Krishna is engaged in milking the cows, Yashoda Maya is in a lot of anxiety, because Krishna has become very skinny, according to Mother Yashoda. He's become very skinny and thin, and therefore she wants to prepare nice foodstuffs for Krishna. But then who will prepare that foodstuffs? And then she remembers, Durvasa Muni has given a blessing to Sri Radha that whoever eats prasad cooked by Sri Radha, that person will never fall sick and will get long life. So immediately she remembers Sri Radha and she calls Kundalata, who is a daughter-in-law of Upananda. And she says, oh Kundalata, please at once go to Javat and please request Sri Radha to come to our place and cook for Krishna. Now, it's a very beautiful point Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur writes in the commentary. Is it not a childish to think, you know, every day, same thing happens. Krishna, Yashoda Mai is in anxiety. She wants to prepare food for Krishna. And she sees Kundalata at the same moment. And she orders Kundalata, please go and bring Sri Radha. And then every time Kundalata also goes and approaches Jatila. And Jatila says, actually she doesn't want to send Sri Radha to the house of Nanda Maharaj. But then she remembers Purnamasi's instructions. Oh, Jatila, never disobey the order of Queen Yashoda. Otherwise, you'll get all inauspiciousness in your life. And second thing is, whenever Sri Radha comes for cooking at Nanda Bhavan, while coming back, Yashoda Mai gives unlimited ornaments, golden ornaments, and clothes, and all other gifts. So Jatila is very much attached to those gifts and golden ornaments. So is it not childish or artificial to think that every time Krishna is coming, Sri Radha is coming, Kundalata is coming? Vishwanatha Thakur writes, he says, no. There is absolutely no fault of Brajavasis. This is not just a routine, monotonous or boring activity or just childish activity. In the spiritual world, these devotees of Krishna, they are not aware of the past. They are not aware what happened in the previous days. Very sweet, huh? Just some hours before what happened, they don't remember. This is the speciality in the spiritual world. Past happens only in this material world. In the spiritual world, everything is ever fresh. Everything happens in the present. There is nothing like past. So therefore, even though Sri Radha, yesterday she had come for cooking, but today, Mother Yashoda and all the Brajavasis, they forgot. And every time is a new, ever fresh time, and Sri Radha makes a plan, and Yashoda makes a different plan for Krishna's service. This is spiritual world. So then Kundalata goes to Javat. Sri Radha becomes so happy, surrounded by all other sakis and manjaris. She runs happily dancing towards Ananda Bhavan. So as Sri Radha approaches Nanda Bhavan, at the main entrance she finds there are many elderly superior people, you know, Brajavasis sitting. So Sri Radha asks Kundala, is there any other way, path we can go to Nanda Maharaj's Bhavan? Because he also sees Krishna. So she is not sure if Krishna does some mischievous activity, it will be a great embarrassment. But then Kundala says, no problem, you just follow with me. He follow me. So all the Sakis. But at the same time, Krishna comes in the front. And there is an exchange of glances between Sri Radha and Krishna. So Vishnuvati Thakur writes that even goddess Saraswati, who is a goddess of learning, goddess of knowledge, even she cannot describe very well what is the ecstasy, what happens at that just for a moment when Krishna and Sri Radha exchanges their glances. It's so sweet. So then Sri Radha and all the Sakis, they go to the top of the mountain at Nanda Maharaj's Bhavan. Sri Radha offers obeisances to the lotus feet of Yashoda Mai. Yashoda Mai, very happily, tears in her eyes, embraces Sri Radha. Like being a mother, billion times more affectionate than the ordinary mothers. Her love is unending. She kisses the forehead of Sri Radha and she thanks Sri Radha. She said, I'm grateful to you. Every day you are coming here to cook for my Krishna. You know, my Krishna has no appetite. His appetite is very poor. But when you cook for him, he eats sumptuously. He eats him sumptuously. Therefore, every day I request you. So then Sri Radha, very happily, she nods her head. A few years back, I had narrated this pastime. Krishna's, Radharani is cooking for Krishna. But then just 3 days back, I read one more commentary of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur on the same Leela. Vishwanath Kaviraj Goswami writes in Govinda Leelamrit and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes in Krishna Bhavanamrita Mahakavya. Very amazing. Same pastimes. You know, different points. So I loved it. So I thought, let me add some more points into this. So then Sri Radha, she washes her hands and feet. She removes all her ornaments, fingers and others, because it may cause some disturbance in the cooking. So she removes all the ornaments and the water used for cooking. Yashoda Mai is so prompt, all the time thinking about Krishna's little services. So she is, the previous night she had arranged, she had brought the water from Yamuna Mai. And that water was kept on the terrace, open in the moonshine. So when the water is opened throughout night, moon enters. He adds nectar through its moon rays in the water. And in the morning that water is like a nectar. So Yashoda Mai orders all her maid servants to bring that water which is kept on the terrace for cooking. So Sri Radha and all the Sakis, they use the same water for cooking. So now Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he writes in his song, Bhogarati, what happens exactly at Nanda Bhavan when Sri Radha starts cooking for Krishna's pleasure. Sometimes these cooking pastimes happen at the banks of Pavan Kunda, Pavan Sarovar, and sometimes it happens in the house of Nanda Maharaj. So, what are the ingredients, what are the preparations Sri Radha cooks for Krishna's pleasure? So Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, Shukta Shakadi Bhaji Nalita Kushmanda Dali Dala Dugda Tumbidadi Mocha Khanda. Shukta Shakadi Bhaji Nalita Kushmanda. There are unlimited varieties of shak, vegetables Sri Radha prepares. And then there are, but specially, Sri Radha prepares two preparations. That is Karpura Keli and Amrita Keli. Because Krishna is very much fond of these two preparations. He likes everything, but specially he is fond of Amrita Keli and Karpura Keli. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in his Govinda Lila Amrit gives a big list, really a big list, what are the preparations made by other Sakis and Manjaris. I will narrate one or two here. Sri Lalita Devi, she prepares a condensed milk with the camphor. Vishakha Devi prepares lemonade and other preparations. Of course, this is the main ingredients. There are many other hundreds and thousands of preparations prepared by these gopis. Shashi Lekha prepares Shrikhanda, Shivkarani. And Mangala Gopi prepares Jalebi. Sudevi prepares sweet rice. And Lasika Devi prepares many varieties of laddus. So when all these preparations are being cooked, Yashodama is always there to supervise. Everything is ready. And then Yashoda tells one of the servants, please call Krishna and all the Gopa friends for having breakfast. So then Yashoda Mai sees everything is ready, but there is no rice. So Sri Radha says, no problem, let everyone sit and we'll serve them hot rice. So then Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, Nandera Nide Sebase Giri Varadhari Baladeva Sahasa Kabaise Sari Sari. Krishna comes, he sits right to Nanda Maharaj, towards his left is Balaram, and from to the right side, all other Sakas, Madhumangal, Sudama, Sudama, they all sit in one row for breakfast. And then as soon as Krishna sits for a breakfast, Sri Radha, she has already kept the hot boiling water on the stove, chula. She adds camphor and aguru in the water, and she binds a finest rice in the thin cloth and makes a knot and pushes that thin cloth rice into the boiling hot water. And within just a matter of few minutes, the rice is ready, piping hot. Sri Radha brings that rice and adds a ghee, pure ghee on the top. Oh, that smell, fragrance is spread everywhere. Sri Radha, Krishna also notices, wow, what that preparation is. And then that hot rice. Of course, Sri Radha and the Gopis, they don't come. Rohini Mata, Dhanishtha and others, they serve the Gopas and Krishna. So that hot rice also is served. Next, when Krishna sees all these preparations, he becomes amazed. Who is this person who has cooked all these different delicious foodstuff? And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, Radhika Rapakana Vivida Venjana Param Anande Krishna Karena Bhojana Radhika Rapakana Vivida Venjana. So then Krishna is just inquiring, who has done all these preparations? Rohini Mata comes and she says that actually these ingredients are very ordinary. But because Sri Radha has prepared with her elegant hands, therefore he has got this, has got so much of taste. And then Krishna says, wow, really? Sri Radha, Vrishabhanu Kishori, she has prepared such a beautiful vengeance. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, Challe balle laddu khaye Sri Madhu Mangala Bagala bajaye aradei Hari bola Challe balle laddu khaye Sri Madhu Mangala. When Madhumangala sees mountains of laddus kept in front of him, he becomes so happy and he tells Mother Yashoda, My dear Yashoda Mai, your son Krishna has very poor appetite. And Balaram, he eats only little rice and yogurt. Sridhama has lost his appetite. He's also a very small eater. And Subala has become Asubala. Subala means strong, but he has become Asubala. So he'll also not eat much. But I am there to finish up everything. And even if Krishna doesn't eat, no problem. I will eat everything and I will embrace your son, and then just by my embrace, your son will become strong. So then everyone starts laughing because of the jokes of Madhumangal, and Krishna takes unlimited food from his plate and pushes in the mouth of Madhu Mangal. He said, oh yes, he said, you must eat. And then Yashoda Mai sees that Krishna is not eating anything. He's just placing a handful of, you know, prasad from his plate to different Gopa's plate. And Yashoda Mai becomes very worried. He is not eating anything. So then Yashoda Mai, actually Krishna, he knows what are the preparation of his friend likes, which item. And therefore, whatever they like, Krishna was putting exactly the same preparation in their plate from Krishna's plate. So Yashoda Mai approaches Krishna and says, my dear child, why are you not eating? Do you know that Vrishabhanu Kishori Sri Radha, along with all her sakhis, since the morning they have been working so hard in the kitchen only for your pleasure? When Krishna hears that, oh really? And then Krishna again starts eating. So then Yashoda Mai, Roni Mata, now very happily, they had so many other preparations in Krishna's plate. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, Radhika Diga Neheri Naya Nirakone Tripta Hoye Khaye Krishna Yashoda Bhavane. Radhika Diga Neheri Naya Nirakone. Amazing. Sri Radha and all the sakhis, they have prepared so many dishes, but they are not in the front. She is watching from behind the door, and Krishna knows that. So Krishna, he glances toward the direction where Sri Radha is watching Krishna. And when Sri Radha sees that Krishna is eating sumptuously, that is the greatest satisfaction to her heart. When she sees her beloved Krishna, is so happy. After the meal, Krishna gets up from his place and all his servants bring water in the golden jar. Krishna washes his hands and then Jambula rasala ane tambula masala taha kheye Krishna chandra sukhe nidra gela. And after washing his hands, rasala, he brings a tambula or a pan. And Krishna, after eating that pan, he goes to take a little rest. So now in the kitchen, when Sri Radha becomes so happy after seeing Krishna is eaten sumptuously, she comes out of the kitchen, washes her hands and feet, and she sits at one place, looking through the windows in the direction of her beloved Shyama Sundar, taking rest so nicely. And in that ecstasy, Sri Radha starts perspiring. Yashoda Mai sees that Sri Radha has become so tired, and that perspiration is because of her tiredness. So she tells Rohini Mata, you please bring food for Sri Radha. So she brings the food. Actually, she tells Dhanishta to bring the food for Sri Radha. But Sri Radha is so shy, she is not eating. So Yashoda Mai, she approaches Sri Radha. My dear child, why are you so shy? And unbelievable, all our acharyas write that these two qualities of Sri Radha's are very prominent. The first is, Sri Radha is the most compassionate personality in the entire creation, including the Vaikuntha planets, all the Devi, the Krishna and Narayana and Vishnu, everyone. Sri Radha is the most compassionate. And second is, she's very shy. In this world, generally, the proud fellows are not shy. Generally, it's a duality world. We can just give some comment. Or maybe in the spiritual world, Sri Radha is very, very shy. So she is not eating. But then Yashoda Mai approaches Sri Radha and says, my dear child, please consider me like your mother Kirtida. I love you as much as I love my Krishna Shyama Sundar. And please understand, I become so happy when I see you eating at my house, when I see you speaking joking words with your girlfriends, when I see you lying on the bed, walking and playing around in my house. By seeing that, I become so happy. By seeing Mother Yashoda's love for Sri Radha, she's melted in her heart. She starts crying and she accepts the food. And Dhanishta, secretly, she has mixed Krishna's Mahaprasad in the plate of Sri Radha. When Sri Radha sees that, she becomes immensely blissful, happy, and she profusely blesses Dhanishta. Oh, you have understood my heart. I bless you. So, after giving blessings to Dhanishta, Sri Radha starts accepting the remnants of Krishna. So then Mother Yashoda says, where are the other sakis? They are not eating. And Dhanishta, she is a maidservant from Sri Yashoda Mai. She says, these gopis and sakis, they will not swallow even a drop of water unless Sri Radha eats. Yashoda Mai becomes impressed. Oh, wow. Such a devotion towards Sri Radha. They will not even swallow or drink a drop of water unless Sri Radha eats. So then when they see Sri Radha is honoring Krishna's prasad, and then Lalita Disakigana Avashesh Paye Mane Mane Sukhe Radha Krishna Gunagaye Lalita Desakigana Avashesha Paye. When Sri Radha accepts the remnants of Krishna, and all the sakis, even including Lalita and Vishakha, they start accepting the remnants of Krishna. All this is just a small plate, very little quantity, but it is eaten by Krishna and Sri Radha, and Sri Radha has placed her glances upon the food. Their food has become unending. And all the sakis and manjuris, they happily accept Krishna's and Sri Radha's remnants while glorifying their beautiful qualities. Now this is the time for Krishna to leave Nandagaon and go to the pasturing grounds of Vrindavan forest. This is the most painful time for all the Brajavasis. So everyone gathers at the main chauraha to greet Krishna, to see him off. Everyone from the village, and especially all the brahmanas, they come, they chant different mantras, holding the dhruva grass in their hands, and they are chanting different mantras for protection of Krishna. Yashoda Mai, Nanda Maharaj, they are only crying. Yashoda Mai is crying. And then Balram says, my dear mother, why are you so worried? Do you not have faith in me? Yashoda Mai says, you are the only person I can put faith and rely on. This impudent child Krishna, although his body is so tender, but he always likes the adventurous things. His body is so tender, but he is the leader of all the rowdy children. Krishna Chakrata writes this word. Although his body is very tender, but he is the leader of all the rowdy boys. And then she says, although Krishna's body is so weak, but it's very dashing. He always wants to do some mischievous activities. Therefore, I don't have faith in him. And then Krishna says, oh mother, you don't know. We play games in a most shaded, trees, under the shade of kadamba trees. We eat mango fruits, and then jackfruits, and other beautiful ripened fruits. Mother Yashoda says, don't speak, okay? Mother Mangal says, this is not our time to speak. Please keep quiet. So then Balram says, okay, don't worry, mother. I will take care of him. I will protect Krishna. So then Yashoda Mai, Nanda Maharaj, they are still crying. And as Krishna is leaving, Krishna knows that if I leave these Brajavasis and go to the forest, whole day they will be crying. So what I'll do, I'll take their minds away from them, carry with me to the pasturing grounds. If they don't have minds with them, they will be just like a statue, just walking here and there without any emotions. So they will not have much pain in their heart. So therefore Krishna carries their minds and goes to the forest. And Krishna promises them, I will be coming back very immediately after, you know, sometime. So then Krishna starts walking to the forest. He sees from the distant place there are unlimited cow barns. All the gopis, they are busy in collecting the cow dungs, making the cow patties. And then all the Brajavasis, they are tilling the lands, taking care of the cows. Krishna becomes so pleased by seeing that. And then Krishna sees, after some time, there were also some small calves. They also had joined Krishna's group, Krishna's party, cow's party, in the forest. They were just born 2-3 days back. But because they had no habit of walking, the calves become fatigued, tired, and they sit at one place. Krishna is so kind. He approaches those calves and starts speaking to them. He says, oh, my dear calves, first time you are walking in the pasturing grounds, in the forest, and you become so exhausted, so tired. Okay, no problem. Krishna starts massaging the feet of the small calves. The calf starts crying. And then, just because of the touch of Krishna's hand, they get unlimited strength. And again they become rejuvenated and start walking and following the calves, jumping and limping. So then, Krishna is such an amazing personality. He goes to the forest and he touches all the grasses. He touches all the plants and shrubs and the trees. And he speaks to them, he speaks to each and every single blade of grass. And he says, oh my dear friends, how are you? Are you happy? These are the words of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. Are you happy? And he touches with his lotus hands to all these plants. And then he says, I love you. This line Krishna says to each and every plant and the trees and the blade of grass. I love you all. And he shouts loudly all over the forest, everyone, there is an echo. Everyone hears that sound. And Vrindamayi gives assurance to all the plants. See, Krishna is so kind, he has come to meet you. So, because today we are focusing only on Vrindavan's village pastime, the town pastime, therefore we will not discuss much about Krishna's pastimes in the Vrindavan forest. So, we will quickly go back to Nandagaon. So, Krishna plays different games. He also meets gopis in the forest during the daytime. And when he sees in the night, evening time, it's the time to go back to the Vrindavan town. He plays his flute, and through the sound vibrations of his flute, he calls all the cows, and they start going towards Vrindavan town, Nandagaon village. There is one particular place, there is the Kund, Radha Sarovar. So Sri Krishna, he makes his cows to drink water at that Kund, and from there, he separates all the cows in different groups. Because there are many sakhas, they have their own cows. Krishna has his own cows. Ha! It is a very beautiful point. Many times we hear that in Vrindavan, there are cows, there are buffaloes, and there are goats. It is true, but it is partially true. In Vrindavan, there are mostly cows, but there are few buffaloes, and very rarely some goats. Now, who this belong to? There are three types of Vaishyas in Vrindavan Dham. The first class superior Vaishyas, like Nanda Maharaj, his brothers, and other cowherd men, they keep and protect only cows. In Nanda Maharaj's cow barn, there are only cows. The first superior class of Vaishyas, they protect only cows. Then there are second grade Vaishyas. Mostly they also have only cows, but they also have few buffaloes. And what about the goats? At the outskirt of Vrindavan, there is also a community of Vaishyas, like a tribal people. They keep goats. And sometimes these tribals and also the second grade Vaishyas, they also join Krishna. And therefore sometimes very rarely we find there are also Krishna's herd, there are goats and buffaloes. But actually Krishna is only herding the cows. So when Krishna is going back towards Vrindavan town, at this place, from this place time onwards, Balaram and all the cowherd boys, they walk in the front, cows follow them, and Krishna walks at the end. You know why? Because Balaramji and all the cowherd boys, they know that when Krishna will enter in the village, there will be all the Brajavasis looking for Krishna, and especially the gopis. They are just waiting for Krishna to get his glimpse, his beautiful moon-like face. So they don't want to embarrass Krishna. So therefore they walk in the front and the cows follow behind them. And last comes Krishna. So when Krishna is Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, beautiful point. At this time, when all the Balaram and Sakas, they have entered the village, cows also have entered the village, and Krishna is coming alone. At this time, at the sunset, whichever jiva, living entity, perfects his or her life and becomes eligible to enter into spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan, this is the first time they are entering into Goloka Vrindavan and they see Krishna first time. And then Krishna meets that living entity, embraces that jiva, and very lovingly he says, I have been waiting for you since millions of years. I was feeling so much separation from you. Welcomes home, our sweet home. And then Krishna carries that living entity, sometimes putting his hand on the shoulder of the jiva, or sometimes embracing, and enters in the Nandagaon village. So when Krishna enters, all these here in the town, the gopis, they give bath to Sri Radha. They put on a crimson sari on the body of Sri Radha. They smear agru on the divine body of Sri Radha. They tie her braid neatly and then put on all the ornaments, bracelets, armlets, necklaces. And then they also apply a beautiful lac on the lotus feet of Sri Radha. And she is nicely decorated, and she and all of the sakis, they gather on the rooftops, on the terrace. They are called moon tower. In Vrindavan, they are called moon tower because they want to see Krishna Chandra, the lotus face, moon-like face of Krishna from those towers. And they also don't want to become embarrassed by the presence of elderly people. Therefore, they gather at the rooftop. When Krishna knows that everyone is watching him, everyone is waiting for him, and especially the gopis, so he gives a special glances, his side to Yashoda, Nanda, Sri Radha and all the sakis. And then Krishna enters and he sees from the distance Nanda Maharaj very royally sitting on the throne, and in front of him there are big jars of milk pots, and all the servants, they are busy in milking the cows. And when that milk is brought in front of Nanda Maharaj and poured back into the big jars, Nanda Maharaj becomes so happy by seeing this wealth of a milk. And then Krishna tells Nanda Maharaj that I am going to take bath in Pavan Sarovar. I will be back also for milking the cows. So when the gopis hear that, oh, Krishna is going to take bath in Pavan Sarovar, and after that he will be also milking the cows, they all, in the pretext of taking their evening bath, they also go to Pavan Sarovar. And after bath, they just again climb on the moon tower and they just watch how Krishna is beautifully milking the cows. Krishna is very expert in milking the cows. He takes the golden buckets between his two knees and starts milking the cows. First, he pours few drops of milk on the earth directly. Our acharyas write that for milking the cows, first you should give that offer, that milk to the earth. And therefore, he pours some drops in the water on the earth. And then few drops he also uses for applying that on the nipple of cows. And then within a short time, he milks so many cows by seeing that. Because when he's milking the cows, his turban becomes really loose because of the touch of the cow's bellies. And then he's so expert. The gopis enjoy Krishna milking the cows. After that, the evening, Sri Radha and all the Sakhi, they also have prepared a dinner prasad, little lighter than the morning. And then Kasturi Manjari and Tulasi Manjari. They brings all that prasad cooked by the Sakhis, they hand over to Dhanishta to be given to Mother Yashoda. So after the milking of the cows, all the elderly members of Krishna's family members, like Krishna, Nanda Maharaj's elder brothers, younger brothers, Parjanya Maharaj, Krishna's grandfather, and then Variyasi, Krishna's grandmother, and all other elderly people, they are all sitting in the hall, dining hall for dinner. And Yashoda Mai adds some more preparations which she has prepared, Rohini Mata and others, they have prepared in that house, and they all start serving. And then Yashoda Mai requests again, Kasturi Manjari and Tulasi Manjari, you also eat here. And they said, no, we'll take with Sri Radha and all the Sakhis. And then Yashoda Mai carries some food, Krishna's remnants, gives them. And here, on the terrace of the moon tower, Sri Radha, she is sitting on the dais. Towards her right side, Lalita Devi is sitting. Towards her left side, Vishakha Devi. And all the Sakhis are happily waiting for Krishna's remnant. Rupa Manjari and Lavanga Manjari, they start serving Krishna's prasad to Mother Sri Radha. When Sri Radha accepts the remnants of Krishna, Lalita Devi, Vishakha Devi, and Rupa Manjari and Lavanga Manjari, they all serve that remnants of Sri Radha to all the gopis. And very beautiful. After accepting the remnants of Radha and Krishna, Sakhis and Manjari, they become so blissful and so happy. And after eating and accepting the remnants, they all gather at the lotus feet of Sri Radha, ready to serve for the accepting the new instructions from Sri Radha. They all gathered at the lotus feet of Sri Radha and they are preparing for Krishna's meeting with Sri Radha. They dress Sri Radha in a way which is matching to the moonlight. If it is full moon night, it's very bright everywhere, then they put on a white swan-like color sari and white pearls around Krishna Sri Radha's neck. They also applied white sandalwood paste. And the crown is also white. And the anklets and armlets and bracelets also are white. Why? When Sri Radha comes out of the house, goes to meet Krishna, there should not be any hindrance. People should not see Sri Radha is going to meet Krishna. So according to moonlight, they decorate Sri Radha. And if it is a dark night, then they put on a blue sari and agaru on her body and all the bluish and blackish ornaments on the body of Sri Radha. So in this way, the Sakhis and Manjari, they are all these 24 hours only with Sri Radha to serve her. Here in the Nanda Bhavan, Nanda Maharaj is waiting. Nanda Maharaj and all the elderly gopas, they have finished their dinner. And when Nanda Maharaj comes to the assembly hall, he finds that all the singers and dancers and the brahmanas, they are waiting for Krishna. They want to sing for the pleasure of Krishna. They want to dance for the pleasure of Krishna. All the brahmanas, they want to recite the mantras for pleasure of Krishna. And then Nanda Maharaj goes, enters in that assembly hall and very sadly says, my son is very tired today because of herding the cows whole day. I don't think so. He'll come to in this hall to accept your services. So they all say, okay, no problem. It's fine. But then next moment, Nanda Maharaj says, Krishna enters. And our Acharya writes, Krishna is so kind. Although he is very tired, but because he sees that all his devotees are there, for his pleasure they want to sing and dance and offer glorification and prayers, how can Krishna say no? So Krishna, although he is tired, he comes and all the singers dance, and actually Krishna is waiting for something else. But he sits over there, everyone sings and dance and brahmanas offer prayers. After some time, Nanda Maharaj wants to reward them by giving some gifts. But all these singers and dancers and other devotees, they say, no, we are simply happy when we see that Krishna is pleased with our services. We don't want any other gifts. And then they go to their particular homes. So then Yashodamai sends a message to Nanda Maharaj. Please send Krishna to his bedroom now. It's the time for his rest. Within 2 minutes I'll finish. No? It's already time up. It's 9:20. But within 2-3 minutes I'll finish. So then Krishna, Nanda Maharaj says, yes, Krishna must go and take rest. So Krishna goes to his bedroom. Yashodamai, before Krishna goes to the rest, goes to take rest, Yashodamai offers him condensed milk with a camphor. Just like here also, before putting on rest Krishna, we offer him the last supper, the last prasad, we offer that condensed milk. So Yashodamai offer that condensed milk to Krishna. And when Krishna is taking rest in the bedroom, Yashodamai, she locks the door from outside and tells one of the servants, you guard here, you stay here throughout the night and make sure that no one comes to this area and no one will make any noise. It should not disturb Krishna. Let him take rest till the next morning. And he says, okay, yes. But the servant also doesn't understand how Krishna disappears from this bedroom. And here, all the sakis and the manjaris and the gopis, they are waiting on the moon tower. And Krishna, they get some clue or idea or some hint that Krishna has already come out of the palace and is heading towards the yogapit, night yogapit, that is Govinda Dev, on the banks of Jamuna. So this is the greatest happiness of all the sakis and the gopis, to see that Sri Radha is united with Krishna. That is the greatest happiness of all the devotees, sakis and gopis and manjaris, to see that Sri Radha, she is always with Krishna. And when she is happy in the presence of Krishna, that is an immense pleasure for all the devotees. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.